If you're like us, you've dreamt of building your own business empire and the freedom it can bring you. But with hidden challenges along the way, it forces us to answer the hard questions like, how do we grow a real company without taking on debt? Or how can we get leads and buyers when there's so much competition out there? That's why tens of thousands of people have joined OneFunnelAway.com to get those questions answered. And now they're walking a new path of entrepreneurship. I asked some of them about their shocking journey from failure to freedom. I'm your host, Shane Larson, and you're listening to One Funnel Away Stories. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the One Funnel Away Stories podcast. I am your host, Shane Larson, the One Funnel Away manager here at ClickFunnels. And today, we're going to be speaking to a guest who, like the other guests you've heard on the show, has gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge and has implemented the things that, you know, he was taught into his business model, into his funnel, and was able to see success through that. We like to interview our One Comma Club Award winners, anyone who's able to generate at least $1,000 through their sales funnel, and see what they did to have that success. That's basically the whole reason for this, and we love to get to know new people, and hopefully for those listening, the goal is maybe you can relate to our guests here, and today's guest is Dexter. Dexter's going to be sharing his story with us, and we're going to learn more about what he built his funnel for, what he does for a living, his entrepreneurial side, his business side, and maybe you guys can relate to him and take a few notes yourselves. So Dexter, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Yeah, glad to be here, man. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. We're excited to have you. Well, I'm excited to hear more about you and get to learn more about you. You know, from, you know, the things that we learned before the podcast, it seems like you had been working from home for a few years. So to kind of get to know your background a little bit, and why you took One Funnel Away. You'd been at home for a few years, but you were just looking for something a little bit more. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for us so the listeners can kind of hear about what your background was and why you decided to even jump into the One Funnel Away Challenge?
Okay. My entrepreneur story is kind of unique, I like to say. Most people actually work towards working from home. You know, it's a goal. It's something they'd like to have happen. For me, it was kind of forced on me. When I say forced, I mean, it was, I really didn't have much of a choice but to make it work. I was at the height of my career, closing on six figures, working in the IT field as an engineer and programmer. And it was just events. I ended up being a full-time uncle to my nephew and my niece, helped my family out for a while. During those 5 or 6 years, I actually gave up my career and stayed home as a full-time guardian. And by the time I ended up getting back out to work, the economy crashed. That was like 08, 09. And from that, I was out of work for 18 months. And it was just one of those things when I started going back out to work, when the economy started picking up, I was basically unhirable. Said I didn't have enough recent work experience. A lot of places wanted me to go back to school, update my certifications and stuff like that. And I was just like, no, I couldn't do it. And so I ended up working other jobs. I worked as a farmhand. I worked as a construction worker. Construction was about the point where I knew I needed to do something else. During those years, I always found ways to make money. You know, I'd go do garage selling. I would go to, you know, like the farmer's market, the products that I made. I used my IT skills. I remember one weekend, and that was sort of the start of what I was going to do full time. Me and my dad, we actually made up a sign and we put it out in the front yard. And, you know, I had done a job cut, mowing some lawns and stuff like that. And, you know, made up like 300 flyers. And me and my dad walked around the neighborhood, just passing out flyers, just trying to drum up some business. And I started a PC repair business at home. And that was sort of how I made ends meet during those years. And it wasn't until a construction job where I hated it. It was, the work was fine, but I didn't like the people. I didn't like the commute. They didn't like me much either. So, you know, it was one of those things where I knew I had to do something else. It was a 2-hour commute one way. I had to pay for parking, walk down with tools every morning, walk up with tools every night. And yeah, I barely got any sleep. And it was just one of those things where I knew I had to do something else. I had already been in different businesses in and out over the years because I was looking for ways to make money. So I always had the entrepreneur bug. And where I was already making money working from home, a little bit of money, I decided that's what I needed to do. And I decided then and there to commit. It was 2012 where I basically made the decision, I'm going to work from home. I'm going to make a living from home. And that was it. Nothing else, no matter what. It was tough for the first 2 years, just barely making enough to get by. And, you know, people, my parents, my family, they all supported me. But at the same time, there was that tough love. You know, you got to go out, you got to get a job and do that. And I knew I was committed. And it just blurted out of my mouth, I would say. I would rather be homeless than go back out to get another job. Because if I were homeless, living on friends' couches, at least I would have time to do something else. And that was in the backdrop of working 12-hour days with a 2-hour commute on either end and barely making 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night. I didn't have time for a life or anything else. So that's when I knew I was committed. And I bought every book under the sun, including Russell's. I have all three of his. I mean, I studied all the greats, like Grant Cardone. I've got Expert Secrets here. I bought books by not just Russell's, but, you know, I have other books here from, I won't mention their names, but nice. I've got a whole shelf full. I enrolled in a sales college that Grant was doing. 2012, I ended up getting into another business, and I won't say the name. But a couple of the people there, they actually kind of took me under their wing. They taught me marketing. They taught me sales. They taught me persuasion. And it was just, I was finding my place. I was applying what I was learning, and I was making more and more money. I remember I got to the point where I was making about as much money consistently as a part-time job, $1,200, $1,300 a month. And, you know, it kind of took the pressure off my back because my overhead wasn't high. But, you know, at the same time, I wanted to make more. And I stayed there, you know, bouncing between $1,500 and $2,000 a month. But that wasn't enough. It was, again, just enough to get by, to cover everything. And I guess I hit that point where you're making enough to pay the bills. And you're wealthy enough just to be broke.
Yeah.
So I was there for a while. And the last 2-3 years was where I really decided to become a student of marketing. And I've actually taken the One Funnel Away Challenge twice. The first time, it was more of, I thought I needed to learn strategy, is basically what it was. Because I was doing all the right things. But I wasn't making the money even when I was applying. So I knew I was missing something. And I took the One Funnel Away Challenge because I thought I needed strategy. I wanted to get this thing.
Yeah.
The 30 Days book. And I read this thing cover to cover twice, just trying to see what I can extract from it. And, you know, 30 different plans by people who made at least $1 million in their funnels. Their strategies actually taught me a lot because at the bottom line, they're all basically the same thing. They just have a different way of going about it.
Right.
And a lot of the information that I was taught in the first one, Funnel Away Challenge, didn't really click. And I decided I needed to take it a second time. And because it was one of those things where I had all this information, but I didn't know how to apply it. And I really needed to understand it. And I always thought that, like, if I could figure out this one little thing, this little piece of information that I'm missing, then maybe everything else would fall in line. And sure enough, I took the second One Funnel Away Challenge and I went all the way through it and I tried to do the steps. And for me, I'm a little bit of a slow learner. And it's one of those things where I actually have to do it in order for me to actually get it. So you right. could you could preach at me all day. You could teach me all day. You could stand in front of a chalkboard all day. And this was a thing in school. But I won't get it until I actually do the work. So for me, I spent probably about 2 to 3 hours after every session just trying to do the work, trying to figure out how things are. And I must have built, you know, at least a dozen funnels. I downloaded every template that I could find that was available, and I kept studying them, looking through them. And something that Russell actually said that made it click. And he said that we're not in the business of selling products and services. He says, we sell offers. And I'm like, okay, that's strange. Let me pause. Let me reverse that because I really wanted to get that. And he said that he was breaking down offers and offer stacking. And everything he's taught, even though I read it in the books, even though I heard it on his webinars, you know, it clicked. I'm like, okay, this is my mistake. And once I understood that we're in the business of selling offers and not really selling like a product or a service, that everything just kind of fit together. And you know, that's basically what it was. And I took the what I've learned there and I restructured some of my funnels. And I actually made my first sale through the funnel. The way I applied I use the funnels now for presentation purposes, mostly because my market, they're old school. They, you know, send checks. They use bill.com. They do wire transfers. So not many of them. It's basically the amount. You have a client for like $3,000. He's like, well, let me not whip out my card and buy that here and now. Let's talk and we'll cut you a check. So I started applying what I've learning, especially about making offers. So I've gotten really good at making offers and really learning how to present the offer and raise the value of what I'm offering so that the products and the services, they're just a small piece of a bigger whole of value that the client is getting.
Right.
And since then, I've been pretty much consistent at closing sales. I think my funnel so far, well, the first funnel I made after was a consulting funnel.
Okay.
And I made, within 14 days, I made a $1,000 purchase. Or some, I got a client who made a $1,000 purchase. And it was a custom deal because he didn't have that much on his card. So he paid the first $1,000 through the funnel. And he sent me a check for the rest. And I think to date, I've made about $21,000, maybe $22,000 from that one funnel.
Really? That's the consulting funnel, you said?
That's the consulting funnel.
So can you now piece in what you've been talking about, Dexter, into this, like now that we've heard your journey, which, by the way, if we unpack that, this is where that whole like overnight success story kind of thing. I wish everybody would just rewind and listen to the first 10 minutes of this interview and just kind of hear like what an overnight success actually really looks like. Because an overnight success is literally over a decade or more like worth of, you know, trial and error and learning as you go and implementing and doing different things and truly committing and all the things that you explained there. If we're like, you know, as I was taking notes here, I had my phone, I was trying to take notes while you were talking. Talking about like the family stuff that you had to deal with, right? Stuff that you had to deal with there. Mm-hmm. And then doing what it took. Like my good friend Trevor Moad, Russell Wilson's mental consultant coach, he said, it takes what it takes. He even wrote a book about it. It takes what it takes. You were doing exactly what it takes what it takes. You had to get stuff done. You were doing things. And then you went all in. So first off, I just want to unpack that. Your overnight, quote unquote, overnight success story. Yours is so unique because it shows what it truly takes to get there sometimes. But it was your persistence and consistency that got you to where you are now. Now you were talking about the offers and like how putting offers together is just such a vital piece to everything that you're doing, especially with the funnels. And then you talk about your consulting funnel. Do you mind, you know, sharing a little bit about the offer structure in that consulting funnel? Cause there might be a lot of people out there that do consulting in some form or fashion, whether it's the same business as yours or it's consulting for a different business, but consulting, you know, follows a similar structure. It just depends on what you're consulting about, like what you're doing the service for. Do you mind sharing kind of how you were able to structure the funnel and stack an offer together for your consulting funnel that was obviously has been super successful based on what you said.
The first two times I remade that funnel, it failed. I went the traditional route of saying, this is who I am. This is what I'm offering. Call me. And that did not work at all. The second time I remade it, it was more of, this is what I do. This is how I can help you. Call me. That got some traction, but it wasn't really like a home run. I didn't knock it out of the park. And once I learned about offers and offer stacking, that really made the difference. So the way I structured my funnel the third time was that I did an actual presentation. I actually took a little 3-4 minute video and I kind of presented what I do in terms of how I can alleviate problems that people are facing. So when somebody searches, they're actually searching for a problem or the solution to their problem or what it is that they need. So I targeted my SEO, I targeted my message as, this is the problem that you're searching for. This is how I can help you. And usually what happens is I have my phone number up there where people can call me and I have the opt-in form. Most people I've found, especially consulting, like my background is technical. I'm a Microsoft certified professional. I'm an engineer and I've been a student of marketing for the past 7 years. So what I did was I combined my IT background with my marketing know-how to come up with solutions to actually help them. And when somebody is actually looking for that problem, 9 out of 10 times they don't fill out the form. They call first.
Ah, okay.
So I'm a local business. You know, I have probably a dozen clients locally, but all of my big money clients, they're guys who called first. And they wanted to talk to me. They wanted the consultation over the phone. And then I send them back to the funnel. And usually I don't send them to the opt-in on the funnel. I send them to the offer page right after the opt-in. And they look at that. They look at the package. And basically that first page, the landing page, serves as an introduction, a point of contact. They get a little 4-minute clip of what it is that I do and how I can help them apply to their situation. And when they call me, I send them to the page after the opt-in. It's basically just information and it's loaded with little explanations of what I do and how it can apply in more detail, basically a longer version of the video. But I added to it, I added screenshots of results that I've gotten for clients. And then right below that, there are screenshots of testimonials. And then after that, there's the option to make a purchase. It actually goes right now to the big package. But I've been experimenting, and this is where it really picked up. I started experimenting with smaller stages. So I actually have 3 packages now. I have sort of like a high quality consult, which it actually has a pay gate in front of it. It's really low. It's like $27 or something like that. It's not a big deal. Where I actually sit down with them. I go through their website. I go through their business. And at the end of it, they actually get a plan to follow. And from that meeting, they actually can walk into the second plan, which is, I think it's like $249, where I actually do the work and I do the technical side of their work, which is fix all their problems, make sure they're up and running, and I actually give them more to the first plan that they can actually implement on their own to start seeing more business, to start seeing more sales, to start seeing more results. And then I actually pitch them up on the big package, which is $3,000, where they actually secure me for a year. That $249 package secures me for like 90 days. Where they actually get to see me work. They actually see me start bringing results. And then the annual package usually follows after they see me for 90 days. And they're like, okay, this guy can do it. I found in consulting that the big problem that people have is trust.
Right.
And the biggest complaint I've heard from everybody that's consulting is, well, nobody really wants to put out that type of money to, you know, to give somebody a chance to prove themselves. And, you know, I kind of understand it, because now that I'm a business owner, now that I work from home, it's one of those things where my budget is kind of tight. You know, right now I'm making probably about $4,000 a month consistently. And it's one of those things where when you look for somebody to bring in, especially if they're not going to be full time, you don't really want to drop like $5,000 just to see if they can do something. Right. I picked up a client, they've dropped $30,000 and they haven't even gotten their first lead yet on other people. And he's like, yeah, well, I want to work with you. Because he knows I'm going to get him leads and sales in and fix a lot of his problems in, you know, that 90-day period. And, you know, I think my upsell from the 249 to the 3000 has been 100% so far.
See, so, this whole, you talking about that, that's why I'm glad you shared that information, because there's a lot of people out there that are probably like thinking a $27 offer in the front. That is the way that you're funneling them. You're taking them through your value ladder. In the new One Funnel Away 2.0 that we do, Russell's literally teaching you how to build a $7 front end offer and getting them through it to then purchase your major product. And there's a psychological factor there when you're using these types of structures, the strategy for your business model. And you just shared that. I think that's huge, especially for the consulting business, because I hadn't written here as you were talking. I'm writing down stuff like notes to kind of talk about trust. That's a huge thing I've seen in consulting, myself included. When I've paid into to programs for masterminds and so forth for my other stuff that I do outside of ClickFunnels, you know, I'm not going to fork out, you know, 2-3 G's if I don't know the person or I don't necessarily trust them. I'm one of those people that's a little hesitant. But if you give me a $27 offer, you know, something lower end that I can build that trust in, I'm like, oh, okay, I can see the value. And then I go through there, and then all of a sudden I see exactly what you can do. I'm like, I need this guy. Yeah, I'm going to be willing to fork out $3,000 because I can see the value of it on the back end. And that's how you get them. And not only that, then you have a lifelong customer. And if you follow up with them later on, you know, you've got them on an email list, you can prove yourself more. So then when that 1 year that you've locked them in, that comes to an end, well, guess what? In the meantime, you're going to probably have something else to offer them as well, similar service or something of that nature. It's all part of the process, rather than just saying, here's my package and the big bulk package of $3,000 or whatever it may be that they're paying. You build the trust along the way. And I love that you've kind of started to see that structure, because it is super successful. It's been proven to be successful. I want to ask you this, Dexter, as you've started to see the income start to flow and the funnels, especially that one upsell going from the 249 package up to the bigger package, starting to see the success there, your market is speaking to you. You're starting to see, okay, here's what they want. And you're starting to see the success. You've put all these things in that you saw from One Funnel Away. What do you expect in the next year? What should I expect to see from Dexter in the next 12 months, seeing what you've been able to accomplish now, having the strategies that you've been putting into place? What should we expect to see from you, man?
Well, I have this, it might sound silly, but in the next year, I actually want to beat my highest annual salary. At my height, like this was a couple of years after I got out of trade school and stuff like that. My highest salary, I was working for a major company. It was about $80,000 a year. And, you know, this really started picking up for me the last 2-3 years, since the first One Funnel Away challenge to the second one, where I actually started making money. And I actually took 2.0 just to see what it was like. I loved it, by the way. And I always thought my point of success was where I could make as much money from home as my highest salary at the time. So the last 2-3 years, I've literally watched my salary increase year over year. This year, we're only halfway through, and I've already doubled what I made last year.
Heck yeah. Okay.
If not this year, then over the next 12 months, I'm pretty sure I will break six figures for the first time in a very long time. And it's funny, the way I do it is that I count by clients. You know, I don't count how much I have to sell. I count how much clients I have. So I look at my goals. For example, I just took over the mortgage on my father's house. He went through some situation. He's no longer working, getting ready to retire. He didn't want to lose the home. Lord bless, the business is picking up. I was able to step in and say, you know what, Dad, I'll go ahead and cover the mortgage for you. And it's been a huge blessing. Of course, this is what we're all in business for. So I'm looking at the next 12 months, making six figures. I'm also looking at actually bringing on my first part-time employee. Because as the business is starting to scale, I know where my time will be best spent as a business owner, not just as the person doing the work. And what I wanted to do is I started looking at the local colleges for people who are marketing students, looking for someone who actually is trying to learn this stuff. My goal is to give somebody their first job coming out of college off their degree. And I actually want to put them in the One Funnel Away Challenge. I want them to learn about the business structure. I wanted to learn specifically about direct response marketing, which is basically what the One Funnel Away is. It's probably the best college course I've ever seen in, you know, 30 days as far as it's topped anything I've ever learned in marketing or any school out there that I've ever been to, doing this as long as I have now. And my goal is to get them trained, put that knowledge base in their head, teach them the skills to apply it, and basically pay them very, very well to do the parts that I don't like about business. And so I can focus on the stuff that I do like. And I really want to scale to the point where I can have a small team. A lot of my clients are small business owners. And I like the group that we're in. Like, I want to help local families. I want to raise the local economy. I want to put jobs in homes. I want to help people out. So I want to scale. Like, now it's not so much about the money anymore. First I needed it. And I wanted it, and that's all I could focus on. But now that I have it, it's like, okay, I have the money. What next? What's next? You know, the money really isn't that important. And I think, especially coming out of COVID and probably dealing with Delta here in a little bit, you know, I was already equipped to work from home. I was already doing it. So it really didn't affect me that much. But it affected a lot of people that I know, a lot of my neighbors, a lot of friends, a lot of family, people that I really care about. And what I wanted to do was pay it forward, you know, because if I can teach people how to do this, and, you know, whether it's showing them the books, helping them get into the One Funnel Away Challenge, actually taking the time to coach them as best I can, then to me, that's worth it. That's one of those things where it's like, if I can pay it forward, that's kind of my goal right now.
I dig that. I can tell, like, you got a good heart too, just like listening to you for the last 20 minutes and hearing your story. And I'm like, man, you got a good heart. You got good motives. And it's cool because just this morning I was reading an Instagram post from one of the ClickFunnels partners, and his name's John Parks. And John had made a post about, like, money is not the goal. Money is a tool, but the goal is freedom to be with his family. That's what he wanted, to be able to do whatever he wanted with his family when he wanted to do it. That's the goal. Obviously, money is a tool to get you to that point because things cost money. But I love to hear what you were saying kind of reminded me of that. It's just, you have some freedom with the money. You're able to help your father with the mortgage, right? Those little things that some people might think are completely not even feasible. Like, that's a really high goal to be able to do stuff like that. But no, it's not. If you put in the work and you understand the process, but then that goal, like, you can help other people, you can pay it forward, you can do these things, which ultimately grows everyone gets to grow, and it blesses the entire world. And I think it's awesome that you said that. That's why I'm saying, like, you got a good heart, man, and I dig it.
Thanks.
I can't wait to see where you go, man. Like, getting the, you know, scaling out, getting the part-time employee, those types of things, those are huge, huge goals, and it's no doubt that you're going to accomplish those. And congrats on being able to double your income already from last year, and you're, you know, not even finished with this year yet. It's just awesome, man. Tell us real quick, Dexter, is there somewhere we can find like a funnel? If somebody's listening to this and was like, well, I could utilize the services, or a social media page, is there anywhere where you'd like us to follow you at?
Yeah. The marketing side of what I do, the technical side, is called LiveMinder. And if you go to techdex.net and just click online marketing on the homepage, it'll go directly to the funnel.
Techdex.net is the name of it. Okay.
TechDex, T-E-C-H-D-E-X, techdex.net.
Techdex.net. Okay, I'm going to put that here. You guys heard it here on the podcast, but if you guys didn't catch that, I'm going to put it here in the description so you guys can go check that out as well. We'll link it here. And, you know, hopefully you guys will be the next Dexter here. Have a success story where you start to implement the things that you're taught. Any last words that you'd say for advice for those entrepreneurs that are thinking about taking One Funnel Away, or maybe they're One Funnel Away challengers right now. They're similar to you. They're in the challenge, just getting started. They don't know exactly what to expect. Is there anything you would advise them, Dexter, as we wrap this interview up?
I would. I think in the questionnaire that, you know, we had where we kind of went over this, I would say two things. One, and I actually, this when I was thinking about it now, is something I heard from the first One Away channel, is lean into it. You're going to be getting a lot of information, and a lot of it is not going to make sense. It's just going to be pieces that you just kind of have to keep in the back of your mind. And depending on your mindset, I came from a background where it's like, if you want to make money, get a job. And, you know, I learned a few things like, you know, people don't need a job, they need an income. And you, mentally, a lot of what you're learning, you're naturally going to want to resist it. Don't resist it, lean into it. And the information that you get there, it's not all going to make sense. I pictured myself standing under a waterfall of blocks of information falling. And blocks are going to be falling everywhere. A little piece of information, it may not apply to you right now, but it will. And what I do is, as soon as you get, when you get into like week three and a half, going into the last part of the 30 days, you're going to go back and you're going to be picking up those pieces of information that you learned at the beginning. And that's when you're going to start building, putting those blocks in and building a foundation to build up on. The information flows. It doesn't flow in a continual line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You sometimes, to understand one, you need to understand 10. Sometimes you need to understand three, you need to understand seven. So you'll actually get 7, 8, 9, and 10 while you're learning 1, 2, 3, and 4. And that information, you'll just have to kind of put it to the side until you actually get to the last bit. And then you have to go back and you have to reapply it. So understand that you're probably going to get a lot of information that you'll want to resist. And the biggest thing that I could tell anybody is that, remember, you're not learning a strategy. That was my mistake. My mistake was thinking that I needed a strategy to make everything work. Direct response marketing and everything that comes with business that they're teaching in the One Funnel Away Challenge, they're not teaching strategies. They're teaching a skill set. You're not just learning how to do things. You're learning the right way to think. And you're going to have that mental aspect. You're going to have that physical aspect. And a skill set is actually a group of skills. So you're going to have to learn. You have to realize that you're learning a new skill. And you're learning a bunch of new skills. You're learning an entire skill set that you'll be able to apply. This 30 days in the challenge that you're taking or you're planning to take, once you're done and you fully understand it, that'll be a set of skills, a skill set that you can apply over and over again for the rest of your life. And I didn't need a strategy. I needed new skills. And the One Funnel Away Challenge gave that to me.
I absolutely love that advice, and I'm not even going to elaborate on that. I want the listeners to take notes. If you didn't catch all of that, go right back there and listen to what Dexter just said about skill sets and how you can utilize those moving forward after the One Funnel Away Challenge. I always tell people this. One Funnel Away is 30 days long, and yes, it's a ton of information, but the skills that you will learn, you can take on with you forever, and that is exactly what you just said. I'll let you, like, listen to his words, not mine. I love that. Also, love the name Tech Decks, by the way. Just so everybody knows, like, I used to play with Tech Decks, like the actual skateboards. I love the play on the name just because of the, you know, I can see everything in there with the play on the name.
Super that was a nickname that they gave to me when I was a kid. I was the kid that they asked me what I wanted to do when I was growing up, and I said I wanted to be an astronaut. And not for lack of trying, but I didn't make it through the program and get qualified to go into the military and stuff like that. So the astronaut didn't plan. So then they asked me what I wanted to do. I said, well, I want to be a robotics engineer. And they're like, man, you're really a tech dex. I mean, I'm the kid that used to take his toys apart to try and figure out how they work and put them back together, supposedly even better. At least I thought so. And, you know, I took stuff apart. My uncle used to call me the USS Destroyer. you know, I used to take apart everything, my toys, television sets, VCRs. I mean, our millennials today won't know what that is, but.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Everyone's like, VCR. Yeah. Go Google it. Google it. Yeah. I dig it, Dexter. That's awesome. And I love the reason that name came up. It's fitting. And I think it's awesome. And you're utilizing it now for your services. Guys, I'll put the link in the description so you guys can check out techdex.net. Got it sitting right here. Make sure to go check that out if you can utilize the services or know of somebody who can. This is the whole reason for this. We want this to get out there to the world. And if you guys are interested in the One Funnel Away Challenge, go to onefunnelaway.com, sign up. We'll be there to help you out. Maybe you'll be the next success story like Dexter here, and we'll see you guys there. Dexter, thanks so much for joining us, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
If you want to be part of the journey and create your own story that can be shared just like this one, then sign up at onefunnelaway.com to get started with the next One Funnel Away Challenge. We have a new challenge coming up very soon, and we want you to be part of it. This is where you'll learn the strategies and build the foundations of funnel building, along with understanding the basic principles of traffic so you can fill your funnels with paying clients. The coolest part, we do this all in 30 days' time. It doesn't matter if you're an established business owner, a 9-to-5 worker looking for additional income, an affiliate marketer, or someone who's completely new to the entrepreneurial game. It doesn't matter. Regardless of where you're coming from, you need to be here in order to take yourself to the next level. So again, head over to onefunnelaway.com to sign up, and we'll see you in the challenge.